The Briefest Coalition of the Willing Ever? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Muammar Gaddafi's forces continue to attack Libyan rebels despite the no-fly zone. But the bigger news is the friction off the battlefield. The international SWAT team seems to be unsure about the next step. The idea was we'd set up the no-fly zone and hand it off to NATO. But NATO member Turkey has rejected that idea so long as it might involve any shooting, the prime minister saying Turkey will never point a gun at the Libyan people, while NATO member Italy insists that NATO must take over, otherwise Italy will deny permission to use Italian air bases. And NATO member Norway is keeping its fighters grounded until it knows who's in charge. Shouldn't we figure this stuff out before the shooting starts? And as for support from Arab countries, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates have sent planes. By my count, that's two. And since we're not officially taking sides, just protecting civilians, the general in charge, Carter Ham, says Muammar Gaddafi may survive this.
I could see accomplishing the military mission which has been assigned to me, and the current leader would remain the current leader. Is that ideal? I don't think anyone would say that that is ideal.
You got that right. We'd still have Gaddafi, except he'd be really, really angry now. I recall Barack Obama during the 2008 campaign criticizing George W. Bush for not having a comprehensive war plan. It looks like he's become a little more comfortable with that approach since then. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.